Hey guys, Kennywood's open. That's what everybody keeps telling me anyway, which is weird. Why does everybody keep telling me that? It seems pretty obvious. It's summertime, it's an amusement park. Oh, right. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. Social Club for the weekend of June 26, 2015. I'm Josh Rawlerson from 90.5 WESA, and please welcome Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, our resident expert in fun stuff to do in Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel, what's
Hello.
Going on?
Hello. Happy belated Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a good one?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We had to like move some stuff around, so we had people over for dinner on Sunday, and so that made Saturday Father's Day.
Okay.
Which was cool because we went to see the new Pixar movie, and it was awesome, and I love Pixar anyway, but it was really good. And
it's really surprising. Those kids' movies are very good.
Yeah, the label kids movie is too narrow, but it's really good for kids too. So it was a great family bonding experience. Like, I'm getting really sentimental in my old age.
I see a tear falling down your face right now.
Yeah, a lot of weeping happened in that movie.
Did you sneak in any beer?
No, but we sneaked in Costco hot dogs.
What? Hot dogs?
That's the ticket. You go to Costco, they're like, it's like a buck and a half, and you get a drink with it. We didn't sneak the drinks in, but I'm wearing my cargo shorts. Right?
That's so next level.
Hot dogs jammed in.
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tip.
That's impressive.
That's what counts for an awesome weekend in my world. How about you?
It was. I went up to Erie and spent time with my mom and dad. They're crazy. I was trying to teach my mom and dad how to use Yelp better, which is funny because they just keep taking pictures of us at the businesses, which is not what you should do. You should take the food or the interior, exterior, like things that you're going to experience at the business. He took a picture of my husband sitting there reading the menu at Eaton Park and added it to Yelp. I was like,
sounds fun.
My gosh. And then my mom's like, tell me about LinkedIn. And I was like, oh boy. Oh dear.
We don't have time for this.
Yeah. So
I thought for social engagement or whatever, you're supposed to encourage the taking and posting of selfies. Isn't that conventional wisdom in your industry?
Not on Yelp, though.
Yeah.
Because
you want it to be useful for
users. I'm not looking for the person with the thumbs up at the Costco hot dog at Costco. I'm looking for...
Oh, I'm going to do that now. You're going to have to curate that out.
No.
It'll be my only Yelp review.
I mean, maybe if you're standing by $1.99 with a hot dog in your hand, that would be a good setup, but not just like you
sneaking into the movies
at the movie theater with a Costco
sneaky
hot dog.
Look. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a very exciting guest today. Enough witty banter from us.
That's about all I can handle. I don't know
about
you.
It's okay. Well, Nick is here from Kennywood, and he is the new, now I have to get this correct, PR and
social media.
Ooh.
All right, okay.
Yes.
Nice. And I'm really excited to have you here.
Thank you.
The social media and think you're doing a really good job. So interested to hear about what you have going on and, of course, diving into Kennywood itself.
Welcome, Nick.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Are you a Pittsburgh guy? Did you grow up around here?
I did, yeah. I grew up over in the eastern suburbs. Verona and Oakmont was my stomping ground. So went to school here, graduated from high school, went out to Penn State, did a little U.S. traveling for a few years and found that there really is, there's no place like Pittsburgh. We'd come back in through the Fort Pitt Tunnel and you're like, whoa,
yeah.
It just explodes. And then, you know, I lived in places that were very flat. So I'm like, wow, geography, rivers, hills, forests, trees. This is so cool again. I'm excited to go across the Highland Park Bridge. I'm partly crazy, but it was awesome to be back. So we moved back and just started at Kennywood. And that is, of course, one of those places for us Pittsburghers that it's just everyone has some special memories.
Well, what are your memories as a kid?
It's funny because maybe just my personality, but I remember like that teenage angst or preteen angst of like, who's going to be my ride partner?
It's cute.
How many days left until Kenny wouldn't, I don't know who I'm going to ride with yet.
I'm assuming this is usually a girl that you're thinking of too.
At some point it becomes that, but even just, to find like, I think my best friend always went with his cousin growing up. So then it was like, who am I going to ride with now? I have to go down the list. And, and I didn't have any siblings really that were anywhere near me. So in age, that was one of them. And definitely the fact that the Jackrabbit always seems like you can get on and be get in line and be riding within 5 minutes or less. I don't know if that's actually true, but that line always moves very fast, and you know, it's always a very fun thing. So those are my two big ones that always stand out when I try to think.
And I feel like with our jobs, it's such a fun thing to be doing that this is kind of a dream job in the sense of being a Pittsburgher. Right. And working for an amusement park. Hello.
Exactly. It's like one of those jobs that as a child you would imagine, like if someone asked you what you want to do when you grow up and you have no concept of what an adult job is. But that's one of the things that I might have named. I want to work at an amusement park and go around telling people how great it is.
Absolutely. It sounds like fun. And yeah. You know, my job, I'm, you know, to engage with people on social media. So I'm practically selling ice cream in a lot of senses sometimes. Not always. But, you know, for Instagram, we were talking about, well, let's go out to your workplace and take pictures of what you're doing. And, you know, I have it pretty easy in that regard. There's so many different cool photos that I can take and videos that I can take and, you know, things to show and do and talk about. So, in that sense, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of opportunities there.
Well, plus you can ride the rides for free and let yourself in at all hours and get up to some crazy
stuff. Do you ride a ride every day?
No, not every day. I should probably take advantage of that a little more.
Seriously.
But I need to get like my plain clothes so I can slip out of my Kennywood outfit and then that way people aren't like, hey, he's cutting the whole line, this Kennywood guy.
Oh.
But
you just call it like market research and like, what are the people saying?
Yeah, ooh, when those VIPs come in and I'm like, hey, you want to ride the ride? You're important for the day, for the moment. And you need a partner to ride this ride.
There's VIPs?
There's a few times, you know, I mean.
Celebs?
We had a few Steelers on. You'll probably see it on their website in the coming month or so.
Ooh.
So, and, you know, we don't want those guys to get swarmed or mobbed when they came in and they're shooting something for the website. So, of course, we slid them on and ride like the Thunderbolt. They all wanted to sit, and they're big guys, so I understand. They did not want to sit together.
Right.
We're like, you cannot ride the Thunderbolt by yourself. It's in the rules. You will die. Now, they're probably big enough that they would not have had any problem.
Can you imagine being with the Thunderbolt? The littlest person sits on the outside?
The littlest person is supposed to get in first, and this is where the problem arose, because they all jumped into their seats and they're like, we're not riding together.
Oh, gosh.
We refuse, and we're saying you have to. All right, fine. There were four of them, and there happened to be four of us. All right, fine. We'll ride with you.
Oh, my gosh.
We all get in, and then we pull up to the loading platform to fill up the rest of the car, and there's the sign. Smaller rider gets in first, and here we all, you know, regular people sitting next to 320-pound defensive linemen, like, uh-oh.
And you have that moment where it's like, I don't know if the ride is built for this.
Yeah. It's like,
or
this
I'm
going to
totally get squished.
This is trouble. But, you know, those guys, they're pretty good at body control, given what they do for a living.
Yeah,
so they, I know I was sitting next to Cam Thomas, who's on the defensive line, and definitely a pretty big character, but did not, he didn't get me too bad on those sharp turns and everything. So we all came out with ribs intact. It was pretty fun.
That's a good thing, because sometimes on purpose, slam into the next person because it's just fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's part of the charm.
Yeah, it's such a great place.
And Kennywood is unique, kind of among amusement parks, in that it's pretty old. It's got quite a history to it.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest parks in the country. I think actually the third, no, not third, maybe fourth oldest. There's only a few. Cedar Point, Idlewild, like compounds in Connecticut. Are the only three that are jumping to mind. I'm a little new to the amusement park industry, of course, but I think in the U.S., there's not many more beyond those ones that are older than Kennywood. So there's a lot of history, a lot of charm, and Kennywood's definitely unique in that a lot of things haven't changed. You know, there's rides that people, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents could have rode that are still pretty much the same as they used to be, like the Jackrabbit and the Whip. And
I heard the big news that the Old Mill is coming back.
I don't know how public consumption that is.
Uh-oh.
Did we just break some
news? That breaking. Was a tour insider tidbit. He knows more than I do, but it's possible. I'll say
rumors are out there.
The Old Mill, I know, you know, Garfield has not been received. I hear it. I see it.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we post a picture of Garfield on Facebook or whatever, he doesn't get the most rave reviews that ride. But what I will say is, you know, we like Garfield at Kennywood. But what I will say is the Old Mill has changed. It has had many, many different versions of it over the, since it opened in 1901. It's been the old mill. It's been the Panama Canal, the wonders of the world.
Haunted, right? Wasn't it haunted?
It was hard-headed Harold's horrendously haunted hideaway or something like that. Hmm. And it's been Garfield's nightmare. If you look at it, it's changed approximately every 10 years or so. And it's been Garfield's nightmare for about 10 years. Okay. So
makes sense.
Pregnant pause. Okay. You know what? Monday,
right, guys? Yeah. Anticipation. So you have a lot going on, too, in terms of we always talk about events
right.
mm-hmm. going on in the city of Pittsburgh. And what's cool is that Kennywood is almost an event in itself, but you guys also have a ton
events
of
events within events.
Yeah. Right. Lineup.
Absolutely.
Huge lineup.
Absolutely. We try to do a lot of different things. And it's like, oh, if you get bored with this event, well, there's roller coasters and thrill rides to ride and, you know, different things to connect with you. Coming up this week for the 4th, we have Celebrate America, which is a week-long 4th of July party at the park. Fireworks every night, different themed things like we'll have Uncle Sam out on stilts. Ooh. And the, you know, stilt walker. They have like chainsaw carving guys this year. And
what?
The ice
chainsaw
sculptures.
With the ice sculpture?
I know we're doing the ice carving, and I think I heard something about chainsaws as well. So, and then the big thing that always gets a lot of attention is the Wiener 100, which is the first day, Tuesday, June 30th, is a Wiener dog race. So,
amazing.
Right.
They have a few different heats of
hot
that.
Dog, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could go with your hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And then the hot dog eating.
Callback.
Yeah.
Actually, you should be entered in on the day after, on July 1st, is a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, my gosh.
So
is Kennywood part of the circuit for that? That's pretty, competitive professional scene.
Yeah,
right?
I think this is self-contained, although I was wondering if maybe we should try to do these things like the wiener dog race. I had people asking, how do I get my dog in? And it's
people
already
are
full.
So crazy
maybe
about that
stuff. Make it more of a circuit for, yeah, because it is.
Absolutely.
Well, how crazy does the hot dog eating get?
I haven't seen it yet. So
is this
I'm
the
kind
first
of,
year that you're doing the hot dog eating?
No, it's been going on for a few years.
See, I didn't even know that.
But I don't know how crazy it, you know, I'm sure it's kind of Pittsburgh. I don't know that, maybe Rachel, you're the community master. Are there any other, do you know of any other contests in the Pittsburgh area? I think this might be.
They do one that they bring in professionals, I think, in Market Square, that you literally go and watch the professionals
right, and
do
that's
it.
Part
I think
of the Nathans or whatever.
Yeah, but I think this that. Might be the only.
Okay.
Amateur, I don't want to say amateur hour, but amateurs welcome mm-hmm. because anyone can enter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's how.
Do they enter online or just come to the park and enter that day?
I am not sure how that works. I don't know of an online entry. I'm going to have to.
Okay. We'll tweet it out.
You show up
yeah.
And,
do this over social and figure it out.
Yeah. Cause that would be so much fun. And mm-hmm. I love also that you guys have a beer garden too. Did you know that, Josh?
That's a very special thing.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Which opened 2 years
ago? I think at the end of 2012. It was kind of one of those things. We started getting more travelers in from Ohio, and we'd do I guess surveys and stuff, and they would say, where's the beer? Because in Ohio, it's normal drink beer. Pennsylvania is a little different than most states when it comes to alcohol. But, you know, we looked at that and said, you know what? Maybe it would be best for business to do some offer some sort of beer. And, it had a little back and forth, as those things do with the state legislature. But, you know, we opened the beer garden a few years ago. There's been no incidents of a negative nature tied to that. That's always a, nice spot to, take a little bit of load off while you watch the kids ride the right across
Seriously.
The ride, the Aero 360. But we just do not recommend the beer garden and then the Aero 360. That's not a good idea.
I'm glad you brought that up. That seems like a concern. You have a lot of volatile ingredients in play.
No. That even watching it, I would think from the beer garden makes some people sick, because it's the one where it's pretty much an X and you go upside down. And the one thing that my friend always comments on that's terrifying, and she swears she's not going on again, is that it just holds you upside down for what seems like a minute, but only probably a second.
Yeah, it does stop for a few seconds. They're two giant Kennywood arrows, and they swing around. And so, you go upside down, and they do have a point where they just start swinging one way, and they stop. and then they start going terrifying. The other opposite
just
direction.
Just enough to destroy your inner
yeah,
ear.
Just enough to, yes. to freak you out. Yeah.
So then the wiener dog race, hot dog, and then what's up then after that?
There'll be a number of different like musical acts and entertainment acts, different and additional to what we would normally do throughout the week. We'll get a whole different. I'll start putting up the schedule, I think, on Facebook and over social media. And then every night we do fireworks as long as the weather's good enough, which hopefully will stop.
Yeah, seriously.
The rain will stop soon, or at least the forecasts of rain will stop soon.
And so if people wanted to, they could buy – you have Knight Rider passes too, mm-hmm. right? So you could just buy mm-hmm. a Knight Rider and go to the fireworks?
Yeah, yeah.
What time does that start at?
The Knight Rider?
Yeah.
The Knight Rider is five from 5 o'clock on. We have a discounted rate for, you know, kids, adults, seniors, and then – you know, that carries you through the evening. We're also doing a lot of discounts for military, active or retired military, for all the servicemen and women out there. Actually, on the first day, on June 30th, it's completely free admission.
Oh, that's awesome.
Active and retired military. And then the rest of the week, it's half off what the normal military rate is, which is ends up being about $10 for a ticket, which, you know, normally you walk up to the front gate, you know, it's $40 for a ticket. So that's a pretty huge discount there yeah. for servicemen and women, but they certainly deserve it. And then their families and stuff get the normal military rate, which is about $22.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, I think this is a really smart idea, too. There's so many military families around. That is a huge – that's mm-hmm. going to be a huge draw for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of those things you can't really do enough to thank those folks. And there's not many better times than around the 4th of July, given right. all that it means. So, you know, we thought that was something that we should do that would be a nice thing to do
yeah.
for them.
And then the big news for us Italians is that you're bringing back – the Italian days, right?
Well, it didn't leave.
Okay.
But this is actually the 80th year for Italian Day. And Kennywood, for more than 80 years, has had these nationality days, mm-hmm. ethnic days, heritage days, whatever you want to call them, for Italian. I think Scottish was the first one, and Croatian and Polish and, you know, all these different ethnicities that, you know, mostly back in previous generations when there was many more first and second generation, and they had these groups, and like, for example, the Italian Sons and Daughters of America that would get together and organize a picnic, a heritage picnic, nationality picnic. Italian Day was, as many people in Pittsburgh know, the biggest and one of those days, you know, that if you weren't going specifically for that reason, you probably didn't want to come because you weren't going to be able to breathe or move.
Oh my gosh. Those Italians, yeah. they love to bring a crew and scream a lot.
And yeah, another night with fireworks and a parade that they put together. But, you know, as the demographics change and you have fewer and fewer people that are from, you know, first generation or even second generation, and kind of everyone intermarries, it's something that has kind of dwindled. But, you know, we see the importance of it. And so we looked at what can we do to help kind of boost this event and get it back to where it was. And so Italian Day was always on a Tuesday, the third Tuesday of July. We said, what if we, you know, if we move this to a weekend, we think we can, you know, help out a lot. And also more and more folks, you know, they're busy, they got to work. So it wasn't quite as easy to get days off, I think, as it might have been in the past. So now it's going to be on the second Sunday in July, on July 12th, all the same food and fun and parade and entertainment. And even we're trying to do a little more, with some different musical acts and things like that.
Everyone gets a bowl of pasta with meatballs at the entrance?
Not quite at the entrance, but, you know, they'll have that stuff just like they always have. So we're just, you know, looking to bolster that event and kind of make that the draw that it was in the past.
I went for Fall Fantasy once and mm-hmm. didn't realize what Fall Fantasy was. And it's basically, I think, where all the bands come, right? And
yeah, that's we have marching bands from schools all over Western PA, and even some from Ohio, New York, and West Virginia.
It was insanity.
That's and very loud.
I had no clue, and I had gotten free passes somehow, and the lines were just ridiculous. So I mm-hmm. literally stood in line for the potato patch for an hour, got potato patch fries, and left. So true story. I went to Kennywood, just got potato patch fries, and left.
It's about 2.5 straight weeks of homecoming parades every night. So we make float, the park makes floats for them, and yeah, you get your
make
patch
it worth it.
it seems like this has got to be kind of a surreal experience day after day to just be surrounded by cotton candy and mm-hmm. roller coasters and mm-hmm. fireworks every night. Do you ever just long for, I just want to go sit in an office park somewhere in a cubicle and like,
no, I don't know that I could just sit in an office in any position. I think I'd probably go crazy. And it's almost thankful that it's a good and a bad that you, when you work in social media, you have to monitor that stuff, but it's so easy to fall down that wormhole. Yeah. And I'm glad that I do, because I might end up being tempted anyways and just get fired for being on social media too much. So at least now I have an excuse. I have a reason to be there.
And you guys do such a good job. I love following your Instagram. And it's at Kennywood Park for Instagram.
Everything is at Kennywood Park, except for Twitter is at Kenny_kangaroo.
And they can follow you as well at Kennywood PR, right?
Yeah, at Kennywood _PR. I kind of do a little different take, a little more just me.
Personal branding.
Do you also tweet in character as Kenny?
Haven't too much yet. It's kind of when that's the official park Twitter, it's kind of hard to jump into Kenny's voice, but maybe, you know, down the line, I'm hoping that we can kind of get that to the same, and then maybe we'll still have Kenny Kangaroo, and maybe he'll just make some guest appearances, you know, in the future, you know, get with Kenny. And I have hopes and dreams of doing some longer video skits with Kenny, and we take Kenny you know, to different places or do different things. It's funny seeing him, you know, even get on the rides. If you've never seen a kangaroo ride a roller coaster, it's pretty funny.
That should have been your initiation, you going out as Kenny.
That's like the most viral thing I've ever heard. Kangaroos riding roller coasters.
I love it.
He holds his nose.
What?
When he's nervous.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
It's just because he's afraid the head is going to fly off the costume.
Kenny costume?
well played.
Oh.
I tried to catch you there, but he saw it coming.
Good one.
Well, Nick, we appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you guys very much. It was a pleasure. I appreciate it.
So, I mean, and obviously there's always something going on at Kennywood. It sounds like this weekend and for the next week, there are even more things going on. So our audience is well apprised of those things. Rachel, very quickly, is there anything else that people should pencil into their weekend calendar?
Sure. So we have Hometown Homegrown,
okay,
which is on Saturday from 10 to 3 at the History Center. So you just pay the fee of getting into the History Center, which is awesome in itself. But their theme this year is Cookie Table. So if you got an idea what that's...
It is so Pittsburgh up in here.
Yeah.
Right now.
What is going on with cookies? You have to be there. So they're going to do a competition where the best cookie is going to win a certain prize. And I really am into testing out all those cookies. But it's a really great way to see a lot of different vendors around the area that have farm-to-table offerings. They're going to be doing cooking demonstrations with Chef Trevitt from Legum, which he's awesome, and also Chef Sonia from Dinette, which she's great too, and it's such a great pizza place.
You don't have
place.
To oversell this. Like,
I know.
A huge pile of cookies is really all it takes.
So head down there on Saturday. On Sunday, you can work that off with Open Streets. This was wildly successful, and so I think this time even more people are going to come
down.
Did
you go out last month?
I was wandering around a little bit after the fact. When the tail end happened, I saw tons of bikers out on Butler Street as I was heading to brunch. So it's so cool. They've got yoga and obviously bike riding and dance parties in the streets. You can check out the full schedule by going on Yelp and then clicking on the link. And then Pups and Pints is up your alley, Josh. It is at Grist House. This is the first one. So it is in conjunction with Camp Bow Wow. Bring your pup. Have some pints at Grist. Where Grist has this huge open outdoor space. They're going to have food trucks there and obviously pints that you can enjoy. And this is on Sunday as well. So head to Open Streets in the morning, and then 2 p.m. to 5 is Pups and Pints at Grist on Sunday.
Awesome. Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.
And Nick, thanks again.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend.